Welcome back, great old ones, one and all, from cultists of Cthulhu to devotees of Dagon, to another darkness illuminating and tower geometry smashing episode of Dead Men Roll No Crits. This is your paragon of unknown horrors and absolutist of aberrations, Patrick here, and joining me in staring into the mouth of madness are my four friends and fellow initiates, Jeppert, yeah. Rebecca, Seth, and Tyler. How are you folks doing?
Hello.
Yes,
we worship them, those things. Don't really know what they are. They're unknowable, really.
Those.
Did you say those unknowable?
So generic.
Those are unknowable.
Not get sued.
Those unknowable gods?
I had a comment called those unknowable.
That's a joke.
It's a joke.
You can't be sued if you just take the last U off of Cthulhu and say,
Cthulhu.
You actually can't be sued. You can't be sued for the use of Cthulhu in general, but you can be sued for specifically Call of Cthulhu. That's
a different thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting.
Did you not know about that comic, Jabert, all this time?
Wait, which one?
The comic that I did, Those Unknowable.
Those?
Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, that's fine. I just think it's funny. Like, that's how little I don't go around like, hi, I have a comic. That's not what I do.
You should do it a little more, because now I want to read your comic. That sounds great.
It's defunct now. So
Did it end on a good note?
No, not really.
Was it happily ever after?
Yeah, did the Cthulhu comic have a...
it actually ended on a really bad cliffhanger, and I feel eternally awful about it.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. And it's really bad when it happens in podcast form, where you listen to podcasts, TTRPG podcasts, for like years, and then it's like, yeah, sorry, no, John moved away, and
we just decided not to do this anymore.
Linda got married, so we're not friends anymore. The podcast's over. Bye. It's like, no! The plot resolutions. Yes, I mean, I really hope you guys know, like, even if I'm, like, convicted of murder and stuff, you're still obligated to show up here every week and play games.
Yeah, we'll put it in like the your commissary account or whatever.
I'll need the internet time.
They'll be shortened to 15-minute like phone sessions.
And my audio sounds like this.
Okay, so now
yo, Big Tony, get away from me. I'm recording my podcast.
Oh, I just want to roll initiative.
It's me in prison. I'm friends with some guy called Big Tony.
Big Tony, yeah.
He's very short.
Yeah, that's the joke. He's extremely short.
Yeah. Guys, do you recall
massive hog though? Massive hog.
Okay. Well, I mean, comparatively, no. not in that bunk, but
Otacon, squeeze anyway. My hog.
Anyway. How many times can I say? Anyway. Do you guys recall what happened last week here on Dead Men Roll No Crits?
Oh yeah.
Ken also got effed.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly what happened. Tyler used his fancy wings to go and make sure that the floor was unstable. And he's like, yep, it was unstable. And I said, you got it, bro. And I stepped on it immediately and fell down into a pit with what appears to be two of these Nygoth clip-offs.
Yeah, it's just like 20 feet down.
Just kind of prone-ish,
And prone. You got that going for you.
Yep.
And yeah, there's a couple of those things down here, and everyone else is on the floor above. Why don't we roll into the initiative turn order and start this episode off right. Start it off right.
It's nice to be back to big levels, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, play some, no kidding.
Play some tiny level Starfinder and...
Oh man, yeah. This is post recording, like a side quest where we played literally level one Starfinder characters.
Oh yeah,
and we were just like,
good times.
Like, oh look, I rolled a two. Oh, what is it with bonuses? A two.
Wow, that's where I want my 20 to show up on initiative.
Oh boy. Ooh, nice.
You got any Nygoth?
Oh, hey Seth, I found the other side.
Nice, good job.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, first up in the initiative turn order is Ozzy.
What?
Upstairs with his natural 20. Yeah, as soon as Candoso falls through the floor, you get a sense of the wriggling masses down there in the darkness.
Yes.
Friend.
Patrick, can it be cat? Can it be canon to make the Roblox oof sound when I hit, when I hit the ground?
Oof. What's the deal with that? They removed that.
Oh yeah. Oh, I've got a whole story about that.
Okay, you gotta tell me about it later.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a whole nother podcast.
Didn't like H Bomber Guy do a thing?
Yeah. Everyone go listen to H Bomber Guy's explanation about this. It's bananas.
Like
it's
he looked, he was great. I looked into the oof noise and ended up making a 3-hour dissertation.
it was like when I learned what the subject of the video was about, I was like, how is it this long? And then it's all worth being in there. He couldn't cut anything else out.
It's only 2 hours long, but it already has 8 million views. It's one of those viewed videos.
So just as a super quick aside before Oz jumps down here and gets wrecked, there's three people that I will watch these super long dissertations from: H Bomber Guy, Frederick Knudsen's Down the Rabbit Hole, and Folding Ideas.
I was going to say Folding Ideas.
Folding Ideas.
Dan Olson is so fabulous.
Yes, I love Dan Olson. Good. Anyway, so I already know about these guys a little bit. So I've determined that their weakness is law, is one of their strong weaknesses. Is that correct?
Yes.
Lawfulness?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Weakness, lawful 10, you've already determined.
Yeah, we're law dogging it.
Okay. So what kind of hop am I looking at here? Is this like an acrobaticsable hop, a athleticsable hop?
To get to the stairs?
To get down to Kandoso's level without taking damage.
Yes, it is a 20-foot fall, so you can try to kind of catch a ledge to slow your fall. But
do you not have things for this?
I do have things for this.
Mm-hmm. I have catfall.
What's that do?
I treat falls as though they're 25 feet shorter.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah, so you just like grab onto the crumbling edge here and can kind of indeed acrobatics your way down to land without any damage. That's nice.
Okay.
Because if you take damage from a fall, you end up prone, which is never fun.
It's annoying. Yeah, so Oz will go ahead and just hop down without a moment's notice. And let's try and do a recall knowledge with this esoteric lore. I'm pretty sure that's going to do it.
I typically roll these, yeah. So it's...
Well, no, I think I'm supposed to in terms of combat.
Esoteric lore?
Yeah, this is the I'm marking this target. So like I'm making a skill check, essentially.
Against their
it's like
DC.
20 plus their CR.
Yeah, that's going to do it.
Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking, hold on, I got goofed up. That is trick attack, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, well, Thaumaturge is... It's their esoteric lore.
I'm very sorry, everyone, that I picked this class. I apologize to everyone.
It happens. Every game has one class that, like, somebody jumps into and is like, this is going to be fun. And they're like, oh, God, so much.
Maybe you're thinking of dubious knowledge.
It's a standard DC for its level. The ability is called exploit vulnerability.
Oh, is it now?
Yes.
Yeah, that one does not have the secret trait. So
then, sorry, just a DC of its level.
A standard DC for its level, whatever that means. Going to assume that's GM knowledge.
That's GM chat. Yeah.
Okay.
That
42 is the result.
Ooh, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I got to check to see if this is a success.
It is the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
Or a critical success. That is a critical success.
Ho, ho, ho.
Don't you dare call me that. Yeah, so you remember the creature's weakness. It empowers your esoterica, but you also have a flash of insight that grants even more knowledge. So you learn all resistances, weaknesses, immunities, and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm.
Which I think we already kind of know.
Yes, it has. Well, no, actually, I don't think you got everything the last time you fought these.
Nope.
Besides physical resistance, except for cold iron, it also has a mental resistance of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Immune to acid. I think you knew that. Is also.
Oh, yeah. Sharga found that out the hard way.
Immune to fear and the controlled condition.
Okay.
Can't get into its mind.
Oz is rattling this information off like a nerd while he's entering combat. So with this, let's go ahead and make a strikey swing and a miss.
Swing, batter. No, that's a hit.
34?
These guys, yeah.
Oh man, that critical damage is nasty. That is 20 piercing, so it resists the physical, but it's also lawful damage because he still has that sand from an hourglass of a courtroom sprinkled all over his rapier.
You got that law sand.
Yeah, law sand.
So you're just doing normal damage, basically, based on your roll, so that's nice.
So 20 damage on the board.
Okay.
And that's three actions, so...
Candoso, you're next in the turn order, which makes sense because you're down here as well.
And they didn't surprise me. I surprised them.
My incompetence. Candoso is like fully face first down on the ground. He goes, ha ha!
Like, exactly. I lift my head up and I'm like, gotcha.
I was about to say, if you
didn't see that coming.
Fall damage, then indeed you are prone on the ground.
I am. I'm proninated.
You like still cast spells while you're prone, though, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Got that going for you.
So these guys are currently flying, is that right? Or, like, floating?
Yeah.
Seth attacked this one over here on the west?
Yep, the western side of the room to your guys's, I guess, to your right, if you're down here in the rubble.
I'm facing the south. They're on my right, but left side of the screen. Cool, got it. Cool.
Oh, God, I just, like, Jabert... saying my name just made me realize that Rebecca and Jabert were not present for the amazing back and forth about the character I played during that one shot.
I played Iseth.
No, yeah, I was there for that. It was truly, truly special.
Wait, did you play with us?
Stuff.
Yeah. My brain was rotten. I'm sorry.
I was somebody. I don't know. I was Bug Dad.
You were Bug Dad. That's right.
King Bug Dad the first.
Everyone but Drew and Rebecca.
Let's see. I feel like I kind of want to hit both of these guys. Can I? Okay. That's good. should. Okay. So let's see. Can you mark out where the ground, where the floor collapsed?
Yeah. It's basically the two squares. I mean, actually, like these six squares around you have some debris in them.
Sort of like right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. So. Than that. So the reason I'm trying to ask about that is because I'm thinking about a wall of wind spell. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see how that would affect or not affect my compatriots. So we can maybe delay this gent over here from joining the fight. Do I remember, did they primarily use melee attacks or were they casters as well?
Yeah.
They like a scream thing.
They had some magic abilities. Some special abilities as well. I think you saw their nauseating display, which was kind of turned themselves inside out, prolapsing their mouths and made some folks sick. Do you want to, are you still on the ground? Do you want to make
real
a
early internet stuff
information recall knowledge check?
I mean, I'm going to need to take an action to get up. I think the only thing I'm thinking about there is, do I want to just go ahead and cast fly and then move up?
You can move up to a whole nother level.
You know, I'm probably just going to stand and then Tempest Surge. You know?
Ah, classic. It worked against one of these last 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
When you fought them.
Yeah. Last time we were together. The last time, indeed.
What is this? What is this? A reflex? This is
a reflex save, indeed.
Reflex. Ooh, that's going to be a fail. Maybe even worse.
What's 32?
32. This is not a critical fail. It is just a fail.
Dang. Critical fails are great, but this is...
Which one are you doing?
Happen to someone else.
The one Ozzy is...
Yeah, I was going to do it on the one that Ozzy's fighting, just because that way I can put some flat-footed over there, give him a help. A little helping hand. Let's see what we roll.
That is very low damage.
It is extremely low, but it's 26 points of damage, which is zero.
I was about to say, at the very least, it's all going through, and none is... hit by any resistances.
Great. So and also 7 persistent, and it's clumsy 2 for a round.
7? Clumsy 2. All right. Well, we will remember that because I've got icons on the tokens in roll 20. Mm. It's going to bring us to Sharga next in the turn order.
Okay. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I recently, it's been a couple of levels, but I got Mighty Rage, which is a class ability. I'm trying to understand how it works. I believe that it gives me essentially an extra action but it's confusing the way that it is presented in the SRD. So I wanted to make sure that I was understanding it correctly. If I use rage, essentially, that means that I get a single action rage action for free by raging on this turn. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
So Mighty Rage, it says trigger, you use the rage action on your turn, which itself is supposed to be one action.
Mm-hmm.
But then it says use an action that has the rage trait. So I read that as if you're raging, you get a free rage action by raging.
You get a free action that has the rage trait if you go into a rage on your turn. Yes. Right.
So if you use... Yeah. So you rage as an action and then you can use a rage feat basically.
Yeah.
For...
And it's just one action for both of those things to happen.
For free. Yes. You use an action that has a rage trait. Alternatively, you can increase the actions of the triggering rage to two instead of use a two action activity with the rage.
Okay. Trait. So what happens is while you're raging, you get to take the Mighty Rage free action, which is an action you can do that doesn't take one of your three actions once per turn. And
that allows you to use anything that has the rage trait.
So anything that has the rage trait, if it normally costs one action, you can use Mighty Rage to make it free.
Okay, this is me misunderstanding the icons. So it has a free action icon.
Yeah, that means free action.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
but you just use it when you rage.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. That makes sense. All right. So with that, I'm going to rage, and I am going to, with my Mighty Rage action, I'm going to open my dragon wings and fly down.
Okay. Is summoning the wings out an action in itself, and then moving an action?
No. Maybe.
Dragon Rage wings. Let's see.
While you are raging, you gain a fly speed. So yeah, I guess moving would be a second action.
Okay, moving on down there, you've got two targets, one on the eastern side, one on the western side of the chamber. Which one do you want to go for?
Well, I assume that from where I was standing at the base of the stairs on the second level, that I would have seen the one that Ozzy has been fighting.
Yep, yeah, so it's kind of at the bottom of the stairs.
So I'm going to fly over there and try to get into a flanking position.
Ooh, yuck. We forgot all about it. The slashing damage, Osric, you got to take a reflex save for its caustic blood trait. We forgot all about that. Wait, Seth, when you pierce this thing.
Okay, I was going to say, he didn't slash.
Pierce or slash.
Got it.
It's a reflex save or take some acid.
Yeah, that's fine. Or wait, take some acid?
Take some acid. Damage.
Oh, you're going to be tripping.
39?
That is very much a success.
Okay, cool.
It is a basic save, so this is half damage. Oh, so
and I think
so
I remember seeing
much.
That I don't have...
So much. 12 points of acid damage.
Any special reflex stuff.
All right. I had to remember that because that could happen again right now. Rebecca.
Well, it's a reaction, so it couldn't, right?
Oh my gosh, is it a reaction? Yeah, you're right.
Ha-ha.
It can't happen right now.
What, Tyler?
Rules lawyered.
Yeah.
I am going to use my final action to strike at it with my great axe. This is slashing.
Cool.
42 to hit.
That's a critical hit.
Yeah. That does 67 slashing damage.
Go. Oh, horsh. Gorsh, gorsh, gorsh. What do I got these guys set at?
I was about to say, Sharga hit that thing so hard that Patrick went full Swedish chef.
Borgy, borgy, borgy.
That was goofy, Tyler.
Yeah, close enough.
Well, sorry.
Close enough for government work. A calculator has failed me because I was doing cosmic crit math a second ago.
You were too busy doing those sweet, sweet, goofy sounds.
How much damage is it, Rebecca?
67.
67, and that is reduced slightly. That is still enough to bloody this one. A single clip off between you and Osric.
Nice.
That's going to take us to their turn and get these guys up in this combat.
What kind of rage actions do you have that you can shorten to a free action while you're raging?
Well, I can only use this if I use the rage action on my turn. So it really only counts that first time that I enter the rage. It's not
That's
like
not how I read it.
Yeah.
The trigger is you use the rage action on your turn.
Yeah, not a rage action, the rage action.
The rage action, which is an action in itself. to
well, enter it's just nice because yeah, you can still rage and take your full.
So you, of, yeah. you know. So you only did three actions on that turn.
No, because yeah. I had to move.
Rage is an action in itself.
Rage, move,
rage, attack, move, yeah. attack.
Yeah. yeah. How many That's actions correct. Do you normally?
Oh, yeah. But then she sprouted her wings as a free action.
Right. That was my free action. Was sprouting my dragon wings. Dragon rage.
You don't.
Wings.
You don't get those normally.
No, that's my rage. It's dragon rage wings. I can only do that when I'm raging.
And it is a single action. And
it's an action to do it. Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. So you did do four actions. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Giant draconic like wings, indeed, sprouting out of
veiny.
throbbing wings out of Sharga's back. How does Bony. A pair of wings have a six pack? I don't know.
Oh my goodness, the juicy wings.
Like it's like bat wings, but like between every finger, there's a six pack.
About to make a mukbang out of these wings.
No.
Man, y'all don't even know. I'm reading the ACOTAR series right now, and it's all about bat boys with
beef wings.
Bat boys.
Yep. With large wingspans, if you will.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Gross.
You know okay. what they say about a boy with a large wingspan? He has trouble fitting in places.
This one is going to, in the eastern corner of the room, is going to do its nauseating display. I don't think Sharga can really see him, but you know, Candoso and Osric definitely can.
I can't see him. I can't see it because of obstruction or because it's dark, because I have dark vision.
Yeah, you can't. Well, I don't think you want to see this. It's a will save. This is the one that stunned you, basically.
Oh, you're right. I can't see
it. You're like around the corner from it. So we'll save. Oh, gosh. Oof. Well, we got an 8 on the dice and a 4 on the dice. Oh, that's not very good. How are you guys feeling about those rolls?
I think I'll hang there with my 8 on the dice. That is a 33. So 33. I'm hoping.
Seth.
I'm going to let it ride.
Okay. We've got a sickened Candoso with a success and, unfortunately, a stunned Osric.
Oh, is there an effect on a critical success
there? Why stunned?
Yeah, that's a failure.
Just a regular failure?
Yep. If you got a critical success, Candoso, you are not sickened.
Yay!
I don't think.
Yeah. Resolve swings in to save the day.
Wait, I misunderstood. I have greater resolve.
Let's see.
What does greater resolve do?
When you get a critical failure, you get a failure instead. When you roll a failure on a damaging effect, you take half damage. I didn't realize that it didn't.
I see. But not on all.
Upgrade failure. Okay. It
doesn't just bump
it. In that case.
One. You want to use your reroll?
Yeah. I was wondering. I thought that maybe greater resolve would protect me, but it does not in this case.
Save me, greater resolve.
Oh, unfortunately, that is still a fail. The dice want you to take a little break. Too combat effective with your cat fall and your your ongoing damage here.
Yeah, I'm definitely the one that's doing the most damage here.
Well, you don't have to worry about that because that means this one is going to turn around and indeed fight Sharga on its turn. Oh, I guess this one is going to move up to Candoso as well for its third action. One on the eastern wall, after it's done with its intimidating display, will move right up to you, Jabert. Oh, this other one is going to make a jaw attack against our friend Sharga. Well, there's a natural one for the first attack. Love to see it. Let's just go ahead and do another one. Huzzah! A second attack.
Huzzah!
The second attack sounds pretty good. What is Sharga's armor class?
33. Wait, 32.
It's another miss. 10 on the dice. Hail Mary! Third attack. I'd like to do something. I didn't do anything except take Seth's turn. That is their turn. Cassius up top. You've got some. I think the last thing that was happening is you found a statue on the floor above that had some like 8 gems for eyes.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to do on your turn?
I don't like going last in the turn order. It gives me way too much time to think about stuff.
Sorry.
Patrick. Does this statue look toppleable?
Toppleable.
As in can be toppled?
It's not close enough to the floor break, really, but it would it would require a great amount of strength to kind of push it off its pedestal and get it over there. Thinking,
maybe it's a little shaky. Maybe I can push it over and crush one of these things.
The worst thing about being late on the turn order is that, like, you start concocting an idea of what you want to do, and then always the situation changes, and you're like, I had like a turn planned.
Well, hold on. It's probably good that it's not toppleable, because wasn't the statue full of mold spores last week?
Tyler forgot about that.
It's just too cool. If I could have pushed a statue onto something, I'm pushing
all
a statue
your
onto something.
In the process.
We know how this would have gone down. we know what would have happened.
Rule of cool dictates that I have to do it, despite potential consequences. That's fine. We're gonna do like a cool flying swoopy backflip acrobatics thing to try and tumble through intestine demon squares.
Tyler, thank you for reminding me about Rebecca. Thank you for reminding me about the yellow mold.
Did I get a hero point?
Did you already use yours?
No.
You can refresh the one that you would have used if you needed to.
I think she deserves a second one.
Well, you might not think so much about that, because that reminds me that both Cassius and Osric had failed a yellow mold poisoning.
Did we?
That's good.
Dude, it's been.
I was wondering why I had the drained condition.
Yeah, well, that might be something.
I wrote down mold spores, Cassius and Oz affected.
Rebecca, you know what? Go ahead and take that error point right now.
I think she deserves a third one.
You know, if you had mentioned that earlier, maybe the third one would be coming your way. But yes, drained one.
I have drained still checked. So like it's been in effect.
Go ahead and make me another fortitude save.
Both of us?
Well, you just right now. This will happen at the end of Cassius's turn.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, that's not good.
No, that's a natural one.
That is not good at all. That is going to take you down to staged three.
Brain three.
Can I loan Seth a hero point? I have an extra.
Yes. Drained three, stage three. And is 3d8 points damage. 13 points of damage.
Now, here's my question.
Yeah.
Say supposedly my maximum hit points go down below what my current hit points are. Mm-hmm. Do my current hit points go down at the same ratio, or do they just get reduced to the new maximum?
I think it pretty much works like damage as well.
Okay, so it would go down to my current hit point total.
Yeah.
It's like okay, and then I would take this damage.
Damage,
or does the damage happen first?
I think they both happen because they're both basically affected. Affect you like damage. So if you're taking like half your hit,
if we're playing Magic the Gathering,
I played all weekend long. I went with some friends to out of town and played 8 games of Magic the Gathering this weekend. Do not ask me how many I won.
No. So what happens? Does it look like this? Does it look like this? Drained three, damage. Because then what happens is damage drained three.
Yeah. What's on the stack first?
How does the stack work?
In the description for yellow mold. What? I just had it up. Where did I put it? Oh, right here. Yellow mold. It you take the damage first and then you get drained. So.
Oh, really? It actually makes that determination.
Well, it says 3d8 poison damage and drained 3, so it's in that order.
Okay,
but, understood. I have both good news and bad news.
What's that?
The good news is you can't get drained any further, so you don't have to do this math anymore after this. Mm-hmm. The bad news is you can still take poison damage. Okay. Tyler, you jumping downstairs? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm trying to flumble through your space.
What?
Does 37 beat your reflex DC?
What are you doing?
Flumbling?
Tumble through.
I'm flumbling through your space. That's when you when you're flying, but you take the tumble through action.
Oh, okay. you're
Patrick
flying
doesn't
down.
Know like these technical
I was very
terms.
Confused.
I know. These are in the core rule book.
Techniques.
Kind of, this is Pathfinder 2nd Edition Enhanced. We just got the copy.
That is a success.
Awesome. 37. So I do this like little woo, like I'm at a stunt show and I'm down by Sharga.
Oh, it's like the Waterworld stunt show.
Awesome.
And I have a sword out. And, you know, there's only one thing to do with a sword once it's out.
Sing karaoke?
I should say this thing is
two
still...
Things, two things, then. Two things.
This is still taking electricity damage on its turn, this one that you've moved on up to. Ooh, 19 on the dice. It's another critical hit. Tyler. My gosh.
Oh, you are flat-footed until the start of my next turn.
Okay, well, sorry, flat-footed.
You are taking 37 plus 41 points of damage.
You have to do the math. I'm not doing the math. You have to add that up.
Yeah, 41 points of damage. Yeah.
41 total. And what kind of damage is that be?
Oh, you know it would be gush acid at me damage.
Well, yeah. It also it's piercing. Gets a little DR here.
Yeah.
Yes, scan. Our friends, Ozzy, Sharga, and Cassius all make me a reflex save. As, there's a success. Actually, what are you? Yeah, just a success. Oh, Ozzy, no, that's a fail.
Okay.
As you are stun locked in place, you're taking this full, 23 points of damage. That is 11 on the half for Sharga and Cassius.
Zero for the evasion folk out there.
Oh, that's so nice. Nice for you. Is that all? No, do you have one more action?
I do have one more action. I'm trying to figure out what to do with it, to be honest with you. So you
were already flying at the start of this combat.
Yes, I was. If I knew I was going to kind of have this little leftover action, I would have grabbed some gems before I flew down here. But you know what? Let's just do a finisher. I still have a hero point. I can reroll this. Okay. Second attack, part of a finisher. This is probably dumb.
No.
9 on the dice. Ooh.
How you feeling?
I'm going to reroll it.
Dang.
It might be a hit, but I kind of want it to be...
He does have a -2 to his AC right now. Or it has a -2 to its AC.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, what? From being clumsy.
Flat-footed as well.
And also flat-footed from your thing, yeah. So he's got like a -4.
Actually,
I hit with a 34 raw, so...
Then let's let it stand. Good point, Jabert.
Do I get a hero point, too?
No, that was against me. Oh. No, gross. No, that is very useful because clumsy does not give flat-footed. So that is a hit.
Fantastic. Then we are looking at 31, 42, 47, 49 points of damage. Ooh. Piercing. And then I'm a tired boy.
Okay, it's still up, but you've cut off multiple limbs here between you and Sharga, sliced off about half of its little lamprey eel sucker tentacles.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this thing had like an aura.
No. Nope.
There wasn't like a...
Had its nauseating display, you just weren't privy to it.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's gross, nauseating display.
Right.
Turn to Ulzric. Stunned? No, what is it called? Yeah, stunned 3. You can take none actions this round. And recover for the next round. Can you make me a one more? Oh, Cassius as well. Why don't you guys both make me a fortitude save? Okay, that's another fail. There's a fail from Cassius.
Well, it turns out, Patrick, that drained reduces your fortitude save, so it's just kind of like a...
Maybe
real wham bam.
No, I'm okay. I'm going to stick with it.
Okay. Failure from Cassius takes you to drained 2. Let me do your damage first here. 4 points of damage, and for our friend Ozzy, just rolling rocks, 14 points of damage.
I think Patrick wants this character to die.
Apparently.
He's in the mood. He's really in the mood.
That's going to take us to Candoso. You see a stunned Ozzy behind you, right behind you, Jabert, as this thing, it doesn't seem to be focused on you or on Ozric, but you have another one to deal with right in front of you, another one of these ancient evils.
All right.
Don't worry about it. The new Dark Tide update dropped today. I'll just be checking that out.
I'm going to... I want to spend a level 6 doing a whole bunch of damage or just a... I think my friends have that other one locked up pretty good. So I'm going to go ahead and make an attack action. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cast a level 3 Shocking Grasp. So this is an attack plus 22, which I will do my thing. Come on.
Let me go ahead and do my thing.
Hey, 37 to hit.
That is
this one who's right here next to
me. Hit!
Whoop-ya! All right, cool. So that is 4d12 electricity damage.
Oh, shocking.
A shocking grasp. These, you go back to zero. Sorry, one second. Having trouble with numbers. Hey, that's not too bad. 27 points of damage to this guy.
Yes, and, indeed.
And then as an interact, I'm going to reach back and grab Ozzy's wrist and siphon into him some health with my vital beacon. So 4d8 to Ozzy.
No, I'm playing Darktide.
You have to roll it, Seth.
No, I rolled it.
Jibbert rolled it. Oh, rolled pretty good. Pretty good.
25. So 25 hit points back to you.
Did you say D8 or D10?
D10s.
Oh.
Vital Beacon's pretty good.
I'm not used to D10s for healing. That's interesting.
Yeah. Mm. So it's like, so it's kind of fun because it's like each time I use it, it goes down like a step. So the next time that I give healing with Vital Beacon, it'll be D8s, and then it'll be D6s, then it'll be D4s, and then it's done.
Oh, so, okay, gotcha.
It's pretty cool though.
Rebecca, we're on to Sharga. You got a cat climbing on your shoulder.
Oh my gosh.
The paw ridiculous. On the I was gone for a week, and every time I join a meeting for work now, I've got a cat like hugging my head.
I was gonna see. I could see him like flooping over your shoulder during the recording so last night. It was so extremely cute.
I have to say, like, so ever since COVID, I've been homebound, right? Like, I've been working from home and everything. I just recently got a job where I have to commute to a town that's like an hour away. So I'm gone for like 10 to 11 hours a day now.
Yeah, this town is not your house.
And my cat has been like, I think the first day he just didn't know what to expect. The second day he saw me leaving and he was like, don't go. You're going to be gone for a long time again.
You can't fool me.
What would you like Sharga to do?
Sharga is already next to this thing. She's going to strike at it like she does.
Don't see it long for this guy. Okay, that is 5 on the dice. It is still a hit, and that is enough to kill this clip off.
I love it.
Yeah.
I still have my wings. I'm going to fly across this room. I guess I don't have to fly, but it's cooler if I fly.
Okay.
Over the rubble to stand next to Candoso. Can I get all the way over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get all the way over there. Yeah, so I'm going to fly over there and strike at the other one. Oh, nope, that's only 26, but I'm going to re-roll that with one of my hero points.
Since you were just lush with them.
Oh, have another one.
These are fails. Yes. Well, unfortunately, you can't double stack hero points. That is actually a Pathfinder second edition rule. That is going to leave some room for this thing to take its turn and attack. Let's see here. 1, 2, Candoso. 3, 4, Sharga. Sharga.
Yeah.
Doesn't like the cut of your... It's the one that should be flying right now, not you. Okay. We'll start with a grab and hopefully get a beating a 33 on this first tech. That's all I got to do. Another natural one on
love
the
it.
First attack. Why don't GMs get hero points? Why don't we?
You couldn't reroll it on a natural one anyway.
That's cosmic crit rules, not this podcast.
No, I don't know about that.
Okay, second attack is a 17 on the dice, and that thankfully hits. Finally got a hit. And we're doing a bunch of D6 of damage.
What kind of damage is this?
Let's see. 15, 16, 17, 18 points of piercing damage as this thing suckers kind of latch onto you. You can ignore these middle two dice, probably. Oh, actually, maybe not. You take 13 points of acid damage. Does any of that get through?
Yeah, I have acid and piercing resistance of 7, so I'm trying to figure out. Hold on.
Taking a little bit of that then.
Yeah, so what is... So the piercing resistance, or the piercing damage was 15 total?
Piercing is 15, 16, 17, 18 total. So 18, 13, and then 5, chaos.
Chaos.
Okay.
Okay, and it's going to take its third action to grab you. Give you the grab condition. As its tentacles kind of entwine around your arms. Cassius, we are on to you.
Okay. Can I fit over here in this little corner?
I think if you try a flumble through, perhaps.
Okay. Let's do a flumble.
Mm-hmm. 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 Flumbling. Yeah, you get right by that.
I think that'll do it.
Right by a natural 20.
Yeah. Oh, no. Nat 20, come back.
What do you want to do for your second action?
Let's make an attack roll. 29?
Womp, womp. That's a miss.
Yeah.
Third action?
Third action. Hail Mary. Hail Mary, second attack with a finisher.
Ooh, 36. That's a hit.
I like it. I like it. Oh, my goodness. The damage is so low. We are looking at 32 and 4 is 36 and 2 is 38.
Okay.
Damage.
That is going to trigger its reflex, or reaction, I should say. Sharga, Cassius, and Candoso, if you can make me a reflex save.
32, buddies.
What are we doing here? So, Sharga looks like she's failed, but you do have acid resistance, so maybe you don't need to. But a 32 is going to be a success from Cassius and Candoso. Oops, I actually added one. This is 25 points to Sharga and only 12 to Candoso and Cassius.
Who takes zero? Do I need to make another fortitude save?
Yep, still poisoned. So go right ahead.
That's quite rude of you.
Got the DC for the yellow mold here. And that is a success, which means you go up to stage one, drained one, and take only, boop, a single point of poison damage.
Yay.
Way to go. Look at you. Haven't you done well? And that is going to take us to Aldrich, who's back in it. Back at it. How is Ozzy doing, Seth? You just had a turn of getting walloped on.
But I just had some time in Darktide setting up a new character is what I had.
Thank you, Patrick. It's leave so. It's okay. It's not as rough. You're really just kind of frozen in place.
Boy, howdy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm just going to change the target of my exploit vulnerability to the new guy.
To this guy?
Yep. And I'm just going to slide on in here.
Okay.
And let's just try to do a couple attacks.
Flank with your poison buddy, Cassius. All right. Mm-hmm.
That 33.
A hit.
17 damage. Okay. Lawful damage. Lawful piercing damage.
All that getting through. Okay. Do you have another attack? Oh, boy.
40. Yeah.
That one's a critical hit.
Now, the critical damage that it rolled, I think, is like, I don't know how you guys have your critical set up. But like for mine, it rolls damage and critical damage. But I'm pretty sure the critical damage here is an additive because that wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, the critical damage is the whole thing.
Yep. I think it re-rolls it for the
critical. So do I just re-roll the damage here, Patrick?
No, it's just 56.
Or do you just want me to take the 56?
Well, it depends on how you have it set up.
Yeah, the 56 is...
The 56 is it, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, 56. 17. Nice. 56.
That is going to bloody this one to the point where it's real hurt from the slashing attacks. If it had its reaction, it would be splattering acid all over this place as you come up and get right past its defenses, figure out where now to strike this thing. You found the beehole on this.
No.
Yeah, that's its weakness.
No.
It's weakness to lawful beehole chicanery. Candoso?
That's me.
You're forgetting multiple things, Patrick.
Oh, gosh, sorry. Poison.
Also, yeah, it's all buttholes. It's buttholes. Like, every side is buttholes.
Always has been.
No, thanks for reminding us, Seth. That's important stuff that we need you here for.
That's the thing, kid.
No.
It's always been.
No. I'm just like, has it done its like reactionary freaking acid splashy thing?
Yes. Okay. On the previous turn, yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Now I need to roll my fortitude. I need to fail my fortitude check and take more damage.
Yes.
Sorry, that's a success.
reverse psychology.
What fun is that?
Boy, 19. Boy, that was... It's getting dire.
Yeah, dude, that was a 19. How nuts is that?
Yeah.
11 points of poison damage and drain 2.
Back cool.
Drain 2.
What a fun condition. It's just a lot of fun. Like, I just, you know what? I'm just like, wee! D&D is fun!
I want to say... Let me see. I'm going to open up Bartleby real quick because I want to see...
Open up Bartleby?
I'm going to open Bartleby all the way up.
On today's episode of Bartleby Exposed.
From stem to seams, just slice them up. Why are you looking at another character, Jabert? That's not here.
Because I'm trying to see if that's the one where I have the, you know, remove the drain.
Because he arrives on a comet.
Yeah. Which I now summon. No. Name. You know, I mean, Tempest Surge worked pretty good last time. I think I'm just going to do that again. And this time I'm going to activate my Druid's Vestments to do it for free. For free.
Okay. Reflex save.
DC 32.
I've rolled a 19.
No!
That is still just a success.
Ooh,
so
goodness.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Not still, not their best thing. So.
Still taking a... is Reflex there? It is technically not, but 19's going to give me a success. Yeah. Does it take half damage?
It does, yeah. So
okay.
Ooh. So 15 points of damage.
One's so. On those dice. Whoa. Whoa.
And then...
All right,
Seth is looking, Osric is looking pretty banged up still. So I'm gonna reach out with a mighty hand and grasp his ears. I don't know. Does lizards have ears? I don't know.
I'm one of the non ear having kobolds.
Oh, okay. But let's say your toesy wozies. Here we go. 12 points of healing.
Yeah, you should grab like his chest, you know, where his heart is. That's some low rolls on four. Wait, is this supposed to be 4d8 or 4d10?
4d8s. So every time you use it, it goes down by a step. So.
It's less vital.
Oz does have very cute toes. I understand. Yeah,
they're very good.
Like to grab them.
And then that's why I rolled so low, is because I was trying to do this little piggy, and he's only got four toes, and so also there some of them are very small. But oh boy, went to the market. Oh yeah, that guy got the full 8.
Okay.
Rebecca, it is your turn.
All right, Sharga is grabbed, but is going to strike with her great axe.
Hey, see if I get a turn. It's
a 33 to hit.
That is a hit.
All right, that does 42 slashing damage.
42, normally. Okay. Still up after that. Assault.
All right, here comes strike number 2.
Be really cool if you rolled a lot lower.
Oh, yeah, natural 20.
such luck, Patrick.
Rebecca, I'm taking back your hero point. You don't give it any longer.
Didn't need it anyway.
Because this thing is dead.
Hey, Patrick.
Sliced in half. Ooh. What? You know what? I'm taking...
He's making rude faces.
I'm taking that hero point for my... Oh.
You know, let's go.
You guys, yeah, take a look around this room. Oh, yeah, you're still poisoned, first of all. So, so deal with that. How about you deal with that? What would you guys like to do?
I've got some medicine, so maybe I can try to treat poison.
Oh, biscuits.
Hey, there's a natural 20 for you, Patrick.
I found the other side of the die.
My drained 2 condition.
Did that happen again? One of you rolled a 20 and one of you rolled a 1? What is
the same way he rolled a 20 then I rolled a 1.
I know.
So the good news is Osric is free and clear of this, but as you go to heal up Cassius, he takes a turn for the worse. Drained 3 and takes another, 19 points of poison damage.
Goodness.
Do you want to go ahead and roll this medicine check for the next turn here?
Yeah, so it's one action to... It's one action... Oh, wait. One second. Let me make
sure. You gotta pull out your healer's tools and then...
No, so I wear them on my chest. So
what the heck?
This takes the... This
That's
like,
what that necklace has been this entire time?
So yeah. this takes the place of the bandolier as an object as part of the errata. So they're just like, you know what? You can just wear stuff on you and you don't have to pull it out. So
you just start.
So it's a single action to do that. And the reason I'm saying that is because I might want to just like drop it immediately after and give him a quick heal. Some of my fingers, a finger heal.
Already.
All right, so.
I feel it in my finger.
Medicine check against this DC. So we can treat him for the. Oh, yeah.
43.
Critical success.
I wish I could roll like that.
Oh. You get a plus +4 circumstance bonus.
Oh, ones don't care, Patrick.
They don't.
I was going to ask if I could also assist, but I don't know if that would make a difference.
No,
but I rolled an 8 on the dice, folks.
You only take 15 more points of poison damage before this thing runs its course.
Woo!
So sorry. You live,
Tyler.
I feel
it in my veins. I feel it in my blood.
If only Tyler died, then I would have somebody to play Darktide with. Woo! In his bones.
Okay. So we are out of combat. You guys have faced these clip-offs, and you can now get a good look at this room around you here. The rubble from the collapsed ceiling kind of fills the center of this kind of three-quarter circle room. The walls bear scorch marks, and the plaster here has some severe cracks in it. To the southeast, right behind you, you see two eerie ivory statues standing on either side of a closed door. They are carved in the forms of handsome gentlemen that have been bound, gagged, blindfolded, and their heads are turned inward to face one another. They seem oddly moist, as if they've just been pulled out of the ocean. That is what you see here in this room. That seems to be the only way out. This chamber through this odd looking door.
Can I examine these statues a little more closely?
Examine all day long, Jabert. It's not gonna save you. I mean, yes. What would you like to do?
I'd like to see if I can figure out where this water has come from. I'd like to examine the water. I look up. Is it dripping on it?
Don't see any water anywhere else in the room.
Is the water, or is the rock especially porous? Is it seeping out of the rock?
No.
It's not magically moist.
That sounded defiant.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I don't know what kind of stone it is, but it doesn't seem like it's a trick of some kind. Do you want to make a magic check? Some kind of occultism and or arcana?
I was going to say, I could play occultism or curse, if that's appropriate.
I have arcana.
Curse lore is useful here.
Ooh.
I have a plus +23 to that.
Ooh, that's good.
I can roll that for you right now, real quick.
It's way better than my plus +13 to occultism, so.
Okay,
I also have plus +21 to occultism.
Ozzy taking a look at these figures, and these are pretty lifelike, I guess I could say, pretty accurate depictions of the two sons of the Mad Mwangi priest king Erot Sheb, Meuk and Seft, who were described in the epic poem Tides of Ishiar. It is said that Erot Sheb sacrificed his sons to Dagon by lashing them to a drowning pool at low tide. And what followed is the priest king drank seawater from his drowned son's lungs as part of an unholy ritual the following day once they had passed, and soon after was given guidance by Dagon itself, then enabled him to go out and conquer nearby kingdoms. And indeed, if that is the case here, perhaps this seawater is part of whatever curse. If you know the cultists of Dagon who perhaps built this tower, everything you've been through has been some kind of test, trap to keep out non-believers. You think that'd be something very similar here, that these two statues are indeed cursed.
Do we need to drink the water? Drink the water, yeah.
Gonna lick the statue?
I was gonna say, Shargo will lick the statue. That's fine.
Hold on, I haven't figured this out yet.
I do
have an important question. Mm-hmm. So after he sacrificed his sons in the drowning pool, did the bodies hit the floor?
Seth, I'm also taking away your hero point. Do you have one?
No, I used it.
I used it to try and
not get more poisoned, and I got more poisoned.
Seth, I award you one hero point, and I immediately take it away.
There you go.
What regular
Josuke Higashikata here.
What's your perception bonus for Ozzy?
That would be a plus +20 overall. It's not super perceptive.
Yeah, there seems to be some kind of perhaps, because this is also a trap of some sort. You're not sure what the bypass is looking at it, but I can say with whatever you've rolled, it's probably not licking it.
Yeah, he's going to say, don't lick it. Like he all of this is happening in his head. He's not told anybody what he recalls about this. He just says out loud, don't lick it.
Does Sharga lick it anyway?
No, I don't think Sharga knows this epic poem, I'm guessing. So until somebody clues it in.
So he will relay it to the group.
Mm-hmm.
But so, I've also been told not to lick it, so I guess I'll.
Ides of Ishiar, the legend of Eretsheb.
Ishtar.
Ishiar.
Hey, Jabert.
Yeah?
You got any of them, like, healing drugs?
Oh, right. Oh, great. Yeah, I forgot. I was supposed to do that. Right. While you guys are off dealing with these your crazy kids or in your statues or whatnot, I am healing our captain. I'm going to spend a medicine, do a medicine check.
Okay.
Ooh.
Does anybody else want to try and examine the statues or?
What could
it, yeah, as soon as I get healed up, I'm going to, Cassius will give it a shot, but.
I'm sad that it's not Ishtar because that's a lovely film starring Dustin Hoffman and Warren Beatty. Yeah.
That poem we could have solved.
It's directed by Elaine May.
Would Arcana help glean anything new?
I think we've already determined most of it. What is your perception bonus, Sharga?
Ooh.
18.
If you're taking a look at these statues getting into licking range, you notice that they are all one solid piece except for their heads. It seems like their heads are indeed able to be turned.
Ooh.
Let's turn their heads to not face each other, and then maybe they'll pop off and there'll be some sweet canteens inside.
But don't drink the water.
Well, drink the water out, maybe out of the lungs, but not like lick it off the outside.
I won't drink the water, but if they're milk chocolate filled, sorry, bets are off.
You have both the capability to have them both looking forward or turn their heads all the way around so they are looking 180 the opposite direction. I guess technically you can make them backwards on the statues, but that doesn't seem right. Which would you like to do?
I mean, 180.
Are these the statues of the suns?
Yes, who were killed in a ritual sacrifice by their Mad King father.
Well, is there more details?
If they're guarding the door, maybe we should turn them so that they are facing away from the door so that we can get by them without them seeing us.
Right, like they're looking away.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any more details about how they were sacrificed?
Just that they were drowned?
Yeah, no, unfortunately. Not any more details that you can recall from
they were drowned.
From the poem. Yeah, they were lashed to drowning poles at high tide. But
is the water coming out of the rock behind the statues?
Nope, it's just the statues themselves that seem to be.
They're just wet,
moist.
Ugh.
Indeed, magically just so,
perpetually wet. That's a curse in and of itself.
Rebecca, you turn in these heads. Is Sharga turning heads?
Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm going to go ahead and pop a 3-action heal here.
Okay. Oh, do I benefit from that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No need to worry about traps here because that is indeed the bypass to rotate them so they do not see one another's perhaps passing. As doing so, you hear maybe like a click sound as maybe water kind of sloughs off the statues down to their feet. And the door does not seem to be locked.
Okay.
Is that the heel roll, Jabert?
Yeah, it's pretty poor.
Oh, that's rough.
Pretty low. Just 15 points for everybody.
Dude, Rebecca just completely just brutal. 15.
Really?
Just 15.
Really? No, I feel you. I'm down way more than that.
Dude, I'm playing a healer in another game I'm playing, and man, every time I have rolled a healing roll, it has not worked out.
I was just gonna say, Rebecca, how many more are you down?
I'm at 168 of 218.
Okay, so you could still stand another like 50 even.
I think I'm okay.
I'm at 65 of 130.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so you need a lot.
There's no rush here if you guys want
to. Let's why don't we take some time and
take like an hour or so and rest.
We want to set up tents. Just gonna have a nap.
I have a bedroll.
Sharga is officially more healthy than Honto at this point.
Sharga's
make some rolls real quick here.
Yeah.
We don't have to roll if you guys want to take the time.
Okay. If we take like an hour, then I can hit everybody a couple times.
This tower has stood for decades, and there's no immediate threat around you guys, so you're good.
Cool. Okay.
You're good. But yeah, as soon as you open that door, oh man, it's bad times. It's bad times. I'm just kidding.
In great old leagues.
Oh my God, what's on the other side of that door? It's the next episode.
Stop calling it. It's not happening yet. I will, every time you do it, we add a half hour. I know.
Drew's done this before on Cosmic Crate, and Patrick made us go so long because he refused.
I'm just trying it on.
Never been more infuriated. Opening up the door here after you rest up, you see more flakes.
Hold on. Before you do that, how much health do I get back?
All of it. Pay attention.
All of it? Where
to go? He said we're waving it. You get full hit points.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You know what? What's on the other side of this door? That's a tale for another time. Now you don't get to know. Oh, interrupt my explanation of a room one more time. We'll find out what now monsters fill this room next week because
oops, all clip offs. It's just packed full of them.
the room is made out of tentacles.
Like, how many squares are in the room? That's how many clip offs.
Oh, nothing but bubbles.
As far as the eye can see.
Oh, dear you.
Oh, just whatever
Seth did not anger me enough, but whatever Rebecca did.
Really pushed you over the line. Really pushed you over the line.
Look, here's what's in the next room. It's all clip-offs. Like,
no.
Oh, like, no.
10 that looks teen like a, clip-offs.
That
looks
all,
like
folks.
A lot of spaghetti with teeth.
No, there's a real cool thing in the next room, but you don't get to hear it until next week.
Al dente dentata?
that's going to do it for this week's episode, guys. Thanks for playing with me.
Thank you, Patrick.
You're Patrick. Welcome. Thanks for putting up with us.
You know, I rolled a bunch of ones. I'm so over this episode. We will catch you on the next Dead Men Roll No Crits, Freebie Captains, Patreon Pirates. Thanks for listening. Until next time, avast, ye mateys.
Yarr.
I totally called it.
That should be a new running gag where if Patrick rolls, you know, like two natural ones on attacks in the same encounter, we just go, well, we're having a short episode.
Yeah, it's a short episode.
It's a short episode.
Tomorrow's another episode.